Hello and welcome to Dad FM. You're checking out the show. I'm Adam Cohen of DadOnRocks.com.
And this is Drew Bennett from BenSpark.com.
This is Jeff Bogle of OWTGate.com, probably the one surrounded by the least amount of snow.
I don't know about that. The city has no snow.
Oh, wow.
Drew, you will win.
Drew's got a bit.
I got a bit.
Can you start selling that? Because there's another guy up there that's selling it for, like, say, $85 a box. I feel
yeah.
like that's good money for snow.
Yes, there is a guy in New Massachusetts who is selling record-breaking snow on the internet for $69 a box.
I'm a little disappointed that that wasn't you. I saw that and I'm like, I think Drew might be behind that. You know, make like a mystery pack, like stick a toy in the middle of it, and like you could have this. I don't know if I'd call it unboxing, maybe like a melting video and see what's inside.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I definitely have plenty of it. I had so much that some of it wanted to come in the house. Ooh. So, yeah.
What does that mean?
Have you ever heard of ice dams?
Nope.
Do you know what ice dams are?
No, I live in a small apartment.
Yes.
I know what dam ice is, but I don't.
Well, ice dams. This is what an ice dam is. So, on your roof, when ice begins to form at the edge of the roof, you know, right before it falls off and icicles start to form. Oh, it's so pretty. But at the same time, ice can continue to build up and build up and build up so that when it begins to thaw, the water has nowhere to go. It hits that ice dam and then backs up into wherever it can go. And usually that's into homes. So there are going to be many, many people this year with ice dams because we've had such a record-breaking year, and it was just 4 weeks in a row. We got snow yesterday. You know, it just keeps coming, and you know, it would fall and freeze and fall and freeze and thaw and freeze, and it just keeps coming down. And I thought I was okay, but what you really need to do is actually rake some of the snow off the roof and with a thing called a roof rake. I was at work, and Allison sent me a photo of our wall in our living room, and there was a big bubble in it. And by the time I got home the next morning, there was quite a few bubbles, and it's actually kind of bowed out a bit. And we got some water behind the wall and all the way down into the basement. Luckily, it's not a finished basement. I have a very old house, so it has a rock foundation. I get water in my basement, and that's why everything is in plastic bins for the most part. And so I think it was Monday after I came home, went to sleep for a bit. After work, I got out onto my roof and was shoveling and taking out my frustrations with a hammer and smashing up ice.
Yikes.
So that's what an ice dam is.
That sounds like the worst damn thing I've ever heard. It sounds like it just sounds like that would be the end of me, like just watching it happen and be like, oh, here it comes. Here it comes. It opens up and there's the flood. I grew up on Long Island. We had a house. We definitely had our little leaks from pipes and stuff like that. And I know what you're talking about, that bubble, because we use what kind of paint do we all use? We use like a silicone based paint or like some kind of latex paint.
Yeah,
so
latex.
The latex kind of forms that bubble and then eventually pops when the latex can't withstand the water anymore. But it's kind of just disgusting to get up there and try to figure out what's going on. But man, that sucks. I know that how bad that is. That's like you got to get in there and then deal with the mold issue because you got to like strip that away. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, just because it gets wet doesn't mean it's going to get mold too. You know, mold happens a lot more in newer construction because it doesn't have as much aeration or anywhere to go. With these old drafty houses, that's fine. You know, you're not going to get as much mold on an old drafty house as you are in a, you know, a nice new buttoned up construction. And I wanted to say the only other thing that, you know, has been the rage of doing stuff for an ice dam is filling a nylon, a pair of nylons with ice melt or, you know, any sort of something safe or whatever, and they have all different kinds of ice melts. But you fill a pair of nylons and you throw it up across the ice so that it makes a channel in the ice dam for the water to go somewhere. I was throwing about six pairs of pantyhose up on the roof as well. So
that has been quite a unique winter.
How much snow do you now have?
When I step, it goes past my knee still. I hit the ground almost, and it goes past my knee. So we're talking probably about a foot, or more, more than a foot at least. Yeah. Everything except my front yard has way more. I can actually walk over my fence in the front, which was elevated, and because the city dumped all the snow right on my front yard, so I can walk right over that snow because that's all that frozen stuff from the street. So I actually climbed over it and walked right up that and right over my fence up to the front door. So.
Amazing. I do not envy. I mean, I guess it's your penance for sports success, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how to justify what's happening up there in your part of the world, but I am really happy it's not happening down here. We had a pretty bad winter last year. Nothing like what you're experiencing, but the worst in my lifetime, I think. But we've been mostly spared down here, but it was still. See, now I bet you wish you came to Dad 2.0 to escape your damn ice dam.
If I did, I would have been killed.
For the week we were vacationing out there before the conference, it was like, I mean, it was 80 and sunny. It was unseasonably warm for San Francisco and the Monterey Peninsula area. And then during the conference, I mean, it was, granted, we were inside for a lot of it, but when I got out for a run on the first day and just some photo walks, it was 65. I mean, it was just my dream weather. Jeans rolled up, of course, as I do, like a nice light jacket or a long sleeve shirt, like, because it's brisk in the shade, but warm in the sun. That was hard to come home to, for sure, to a very chilly Philadelphia airport. But how do you guys, have you ever had any sort of like seasonal affective disorder? That term, it always kind of makes me chuckle because I never really thought it was a thing. You know, people in Liverpool, England, or up in Seattle, where it's kind of dark and gray and rainy for much of the year. Would you rather something like that, like a steady stream of something, or just the chance for kind of like extreme weather for just short periods of the year? What would you prefer?
I mean, I prefer fall. most of the time. I like, there are like a few days in spring where it's really nice, and then it turns right into humidity central. And yeah. I know there's a big meme going around that says, anybody who complains about the heat, I'm going to punch him in the face. But I sweat from April to October. I just do. And I hate it because of all the crazy humidity. And there are probably a week or two of very good weather. And I'd love to be in a place that just had that sort of mild weather all the time.
Yeah, I think I would agree.
That's why I like New York. We get a little bit of weather. It's a little cold. And then it goes away. And then we have a beautiful spring. We have a beautiful fall. And our
dude,
summer,
it is like blazing hot in New York in the summer.
No, but the summer gets a little uncomfortable, and when we have those heat waves, it is a tirade. It, like, you can't get cool enough. But I think that's also in the city proper. If you live like in the suburbs of the city, you have a fine life. Like, you know, it exists. Realistically, when we talk about vacationing, the idea when someone says, "Let's go to the mountains and vacation snow," it's like, nope, not me. I don't ski. I don't snowboard. I don't even like to look at that stuff. I want to go to the beach. I want to get a Mickey Mouse hat on. I want to have, like, a ride where I could puke my guts up at some, like, you know, highway carnival down in Florida. Like, I do not want to go to the snow. Like, I want to leave the snow. I want to go get sun. I want to go to Florida. I want to go to Texas, eat some good barbecue. I want to go to San Fran and just, like, enjoy 70-degree weather walking around taking photos.
Yeah. I see, I'm somebody, like, I keep saying to my wife, like, I want to move to what Drew was talking about. I'm more spring than fall. Although, I mean, I love them both. But, like, a San Diego, Southern California, where I would take 72 all year round. And then I'll travel to the seasons. I'll do it on my terms. I'll go to the mountain if I want snow. I'll go to the, like, the desert, or Sedona or Palm Springs if I want, like, extreme heat. I can't imagine ever wanting that. But if I do, if I have some weird urge to just sweat profusely, then I can do that on my own terms. I want to, like, self-direct my experience with the weather instead of sitting here in southeastern Pennsylvania and just like, oh, the winter, is it going to be 60 today? Or is it going to be negative 10 and snow or ice?
I don't get that.
I'm so tired of it.
See, I don't get tired of it. I just don't want a hot summer. I'd much, as you say, I don't complain about the cold because I complain about the heat.
Like, so you got to pick one.
You won't hear me complain about the cold ever. Like, I went to school in Rochester. We had 9 feet of snow. But I will sit there and complain all day long about the heat during the summer. And I do think if we would be billionaires if we could figure out how to get fat guys to stop sweating. Because, like, I know as soon as June hits, I get uncomfortable. And then, like, it starts pouring out of me. Like, I can walk up a flight of stairs and I'm, like, drenched. And it takes me, like, 20 minutes to recover. And I'm like, oh, boy. And I don't even drink water. So I don't even know where that water's coming from. You know?
I feel you, brother. I feel you.
Well, tell us where you would want to live. Where's your dream destination? And are you big sweaty dudes like us? I'm a double T-shirt guy. I wear the all year round. I wear a shirt underneath my shirt, like an undershirt, outer shirt situation to absorb. It's for a long period of time. I mean, I've lost a lot of weight now, but I still do it. For a long period of time, that was like my sweat absorption shirt. So that, like, it wouldn't come through, so I could just walk around someplace without, like, having sweat marks on my chest or under my arms and stuff. Tell us your secrets. How do you deal with the heat? How do you deal with the snow? Do you want to live somewhere where it's 72 degrees all year round, like Drew and I, and just travel to seasons? Or do you like the variety of seasons? Let us know at dadfm on Twitter. Check us out at dad.fm. I'm Jeff Bogle at OWTK.
It's Drew Bennett from benspark.com.
And that's Adam, who's not responding, at DataRocks.
Messed the mute button up on that one. I'm Adam Cohen from DataRocks.com.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay warm.